Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything. We're not asking for a donation. Can I speak with the Maria?
I think you have the wrong number.
Maria Flores?
No.
Okay, ma'am, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in Arizona. Would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Off the wrong track.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies, you know, south of Salt River, north of
mm-hmm.
South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, going
mm-hmm.
forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's clear.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, okay, in what year were you born?
87.
1987, okay. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Would that be you or both?
Both.
Okay. All right, ma'am, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
The quality of life?
Yes, the quality of life in Levine.
I would say it's good.
Okay, it's good. Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate
mm-hmm.
me, you know, each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, okay? You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more, you know, would improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one says better street and road maintenance. Would that be 1 or 5 or any number you can give me on that one?
You said 1 being good and 5 being bad?
No, the things that would improve, you know, the life in Levine. Would they, you know, 1 would be very little and 5 would be a lot, but you can use any number from 1 through 5. So do you think better streets and road maintenance would do very little or would improve a lot?
I think would improve a lot.
So what number from 1 through 5? You can give me any number, but 5 is a lot, but you can give me any number.
I think 4.
4. Okay, what about better public transportation options?
Do I think it should improve or it would improve?
Well, I mean, 1 is that one would be very little that we know it wouldn't do nothing, you know, it would not improve, but 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life.
I think that it's fine how it is. So maybe like a 3.
3, okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5,
okay. More dining and entertainment options.
Oh, for sure, 5.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
3.
Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
You said 4.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
Oh. 5 being highly will highly increase.
Yes, that would improve. That you think would improve, okay? A lot.
Yes,
it would improve a lot. Okay, so be a 5?
Yeah.
Okay, what about more good paying jobs?
For Levine area, I think that would be at a 5 as well.
Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, okay. All right, ma'am, in thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
I think probably the right amount.
The right amount, okay. Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work, you know, in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I don't think there's many.
So, too few?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about, you know, commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine, okay? The first one says home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
I think what were my options again?
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
I think yes, somewhat.
Oh, yes, somewhat. What about dollar stores and discount chains? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
What was the first question? Sorry, because I got distracted. What was
dollar stores and discount chains.
No, not enough.
Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Grocery stores and supermarkets, 1, 2, 3. I think we have enough.
Oh, so no, right?
Yes.
Okay. What about doctor's office and hospitals?
I think that they have enough as well.
So yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Yes, somewhat. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. In your own words, what types of stores or and businesses would you like, you know, would you like most like to see more in Levine?
Maybe like a different department store.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe like more department stores. I don't think they have enough.
Okay, so more department stores.
Yeah.
Picking up the department. Okay, can you give me an example? What kind of department store?
Like a Target.
Okay.
Like maybe like a Kohl's. I know that a lot of Leviners have to travel out to get to those stores.
So it'll be like Targets and what else you say?
Kohl's.
Okay, cool.
Old Navy, like, you know, big department stores.
Okay, Kohl's and, okay, you said Target, Kohl's, and or Navy, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, switching gears a bit, you know, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That's to say, you know, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. You know, housing affordability, not a problem at all. A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem, in your opinion?
I think that it is a very big problem.
A very big problem. Okay, what about... how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levin? Would you say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments are available or to buy or rent? Would that be a very big problem? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think a moderate problem.
Moderate problem for availability, right?
For availability.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with this survey. I really thank you for your time, and I appreciate the help, okay? And it's still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me yes, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin, okay? Here's the first one, housing options for seniors. Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, what about townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about single-family detached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
Yes, somewhat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. All right, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Okay. Okay, and now I'm going to read you some proposals, you know, to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Okay, here's the first one. To repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you say strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. What about to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. What about changing zoning laws to allow for deconstruction or more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I think somewhat favor as well.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat approve, somewhat favor. Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat of favor. Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat agree.
So, okay. All right, ma'am, and finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
Would that be 4 year college graduate?
2 years.
Okay, so it'd be some college, right? Like two-year degree, some college coursework.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right, ma'am, and what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000, or more than $125,000 a year?
More,
More than 125,000, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Erica.
Okay. Erica?
Jessica.
Okay, Jessica. Jessica. It'll be J-E-S-S-I-C-A, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes the survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.